Yo, minasan, and konnichiwa. It's John Sensei. What's going on? Another week has elapsed, and we've gone over a couple more grammar points, and this week will be no exception. We have a whole bunch more in stock for you this week, but every Sunday I kind of get to talk about whatever I want to talk about. It's kind of my fun day to really kind of go over some interesting things that I found in Japanese throughout the week and hopefully inspire you to, continue on with Japanese and to check out some fun things. So we got recognized on a couple of blogs this week, particularly one on Japanese teas, and I messaged him, and I tried to get him to come on the podcast, and he doesn't want to come on the podcast. So JapaneseTeas.com. It's a great website, has a lot of useful things on there, has ways to learn Japanese, has wonderful reviews of different learning resources, has different things on like podcasts, on learning how to learn Japanese and why to learn Japanese. Wonderful website. So I recommend everybody check out JapaneseTeas.com. We also got checked out by a couple of other wonderful blogs, and I just wanted to thank everyone who did those wonderful reviews. Thank you so much. It means a lot that you care about what we're doing here at Manga Sensei, and thank you. I just wanted to make sure that was mentioned. Other things this week I was going through. So for those of you who know, I'm in my last semester here at university studying Japanese, the University of Brigham Young University in Utah. And I have this class that's getting to me. That's really, really getting to me. There's a lot of homework, a lot of little things to do, and it's kind of getting at me. I love my literature classes. I really enjoy some of my Korean classes, and my writing class is phenomenal. The thing that's really getting me is there's this class where there's a lot of busy work, and I was talking to the professor about it and not feeling very good about some of the material. And he said something that kind of meant something to me, and I thought I'd share it today. So often when you are a beginning learner of Japanese, what you're often trying to do is orient yourself. You're trying to figure out what's going on in a sentence and then being able to reply in a way that doesn't confuse the listener, right? And often, I think what's lacking for people is good teaching, and that it does happen. There is some bad teaching that goes on in Japanese wholeheartedly. There is some terrible things that go on in the Japanese programs at different universities. However, there is also a couple other things that happen that are good, and that is people, particularly beginning learners and intermediate learners as well, being able to orient yourself and feel confident is extremely important. I had a message a couple of days ago from somebody on Instagram telling me how being confused about how I view my motto, 10,000 mistakes till fluent. And I think people need confidence and should not be afraid of mistakes. And I'm not trying to tell people to, you know, have abominable fluency. That's not what I'm trying to accomplish. What I do want to happen is I do want people to be confident. And I think that was something the teacher was really hitting on with me and making sure it happened, was to make sure people really are fluent, to make sure people can be comfortable making those mistakes no matter what they are in Japanese, and being comfortable trying to orient yourself. Learning a language is a difficult and tedious process of learning a whole bunch of different words and ways of saying things and trying to understand a different people and culture. And language is a very convoluted and often confusing thing. But I think what really comes is when you decide that no matter the mistakes, you're going to keep on trying, you're going to keep going, that it really does mean something to you. Because Japanese should mean something to you. It does to me. It has a special quality that I care about it and connects me to many people all over the world that I really care about. As you learn this language, there will be moments where you do not have the confidence to try to open your mouth and say something. What I would recommend is that you swallow that fear and that you try anyway. If you mess up, you mess up, and that's okay. The university often teaches you that making mistakes is bad and it will reflect poorly on your grade. But in reality, in the real world, while making mistakes will hurt you a little bit and it will make you feel uncomfortable or make someone else feel uncomfortable, if you keep trying, it'll pass. I can think of every single person almost that I've interviewed that's had an awkward or situation where they've told or said something inappropriate or wrong, and they still have wonderful experiences, even with those people that they may have said something weird or wrong to. And that's what you want. So thank you so very much for checking out this podcast and listening to me today. I do want you to have that confidence to go out and try to say and speak and do something with Japanese. Take that step that you haven't taken before. Message that person. Try writing that kanji. Use that grammar point. You can do it. And you'll mess up, and that's okay. Messing up is part of the process. It takes those 10,000 mistakes to become fluent. You need not those hours, but those mistakes. So let's, as quick as we can, get those mistakes out of our system. So I'll catch you tomorrow. And remember, after 10,000 mistakes, you do become fluent. Jane.